I want it. That's the way you spell Chicago. Life out of park and a plate of green. That's the way you spell New Orleans. Hey, little girl, in the tight, tight sweater. Hey, baby, sure looking yellow. The girl over there with the hot pants on. Turn her loose, Jane Brown. Let her turn me on. It's me and you, baby, go hand in hand. You the bow-legged woman, and I'm a knock-kneed man. My room, a boom, 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 boom. In my room, boom, 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 boom. Make love to you, make love to you. All I want to do is make love to you. In my room, me and you. In my room, in my room, in my room. Thank you.
What if the second deadliest cancer in men and women could be prevented? Would you try to avoid the pain? And what if you could protect yourself without leaving your home? Colorectal cancer is highly preventable. Screening is important, safe, and most people have options. Ask your doctor which screening test is right for you. Learn more from the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at getscreened.org.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
WRCT Pittsburgh. It's more fun when it doesn't make any sense.
Thank you. Hey, Pittsburgh, this is Eric Harrison coming to you with a heart full of gratitude on WRCT Pittsburgh. Rock on, Yinzers.
I'm Andrew Saul, Commissioner of Social Security. Beware of telephone scammers pretending to be government employees. Real Social Security employees will never threaten you. Callers threatening you with arrest or other legal action and demanding money are not from us. If you receive a call like this, hang up. Do not provide them with any form of payment or information. Report the call at oig.ssa.gov.
WRCT Pittsburgh, we'll work on that.
Moving Day, a walk for Parkinson's, is happening around the country this spring. More than just a walk, Moving Day is a fun and exciting fundraising experience that unites the community in the fight against Parkinson's disease. Parkinson's doesn't stop, and neither will we. So let's get moving. Join the Parkinson's Foundation to learn more and register for an event in your area at movingdaywalk.org. That's movingdaywalk.org.
It is just now top of the hour here at 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. We have a radio and music calendar to get to. Before I get to it, I want to remind you that Row House Cinema joins you in supporting WRCT. Row House Cinema is a single-screen theater located in the Lawrenceville neighborhood of Pittsburgh. They are still hosting many events online and in person when possible during the pandemic, and they are trying their best to keep film culture strong in Pittsburgh. Row House Cinema is located at 4115 Butler Street in Lawrenceville. For more information, rowhousecinema.com, or call them up at 412-904-3225. Let's turn our attention to the WRCT radio calendar. Let you know, I don't know, how about just one thing going on, which is the summer flower show, the Hidden Life of Trolls, is happening at the Phipps Conservatory. It features a one-of-a-kind display of trolls inspired by the mythological creatures found in folklore and pop culture. It's immersive, it's interactive, and it's unlike anything Phipps has done before. For more information, go to phippsconservatory.org. Heck, let's do one more. How about the fact that Open Air is happening the rest of this month from May 18th to the 31st. And what is that? That is the Pittsburgh Ballet Theater, and over 20 local performing arts organizations are performing a series in celebration of the performing arts on the Pittsburgh Ballet Theater's mobile stage at Flagstaff Hill in Schenley Park. For more information, check out the Pittsburgh Ballet's website. And that's the WRCT radio calendar. If you have an event to include on this calendar, send it to us in an email at radio-calendar@wrct.org. Let's take a look at the WRCT music calendar and see if we can find some events that may or may not be happening here in the coming weeks in Pittsburgh, like Parquet Courts, May 28th at Mr. Small's. I have it on my calendar. Steve Earle and the Dukes at Jurgles on June 5th. Sponge at the Craft House on June 17th. All of these events, go online to see if you can make sure, confirm that they are happening or not postponed. But I found them online, and maybe you can too. If you know of an event, you can send me the details at music-calendar@wrct.org. You can hear the radio and music calendar each and every day at 1 p.m., 7 p.m., 11 p.m., and on Tuesdays during my encore show, you can hear it at 5 p.m., I guess it is, or 4 p.m., 4. I can't do the math there. That's at 4. Anyway, you are listening to the Viva La Mock radio program. It is 2021, but the Mockster has been taking a flashback in the month of May, and I've been playing programs and sets of music from old radio shows of mine from May's gone past. For example, this next set of music, not inspired by, directly came from a show from May 6th, 2011. Let's check it out.
Let's go. We have to wean ourselves off the punk rock into whatever else I play by playing more punk rock.
Got a face and a body to beat to death. One breath is the last of my request. Lots of space and the time to find my mind. Master Salvatore is it. Die!
Die! why we're here.
I know that.
We've got a job to do.
Bouncing a wire. I'm headed for a breakdown.
Car Garage here on 88.3. Not the Pittsburgh band Three Car Garage. Long before that band, from the early 1990s on the Coco Pop label, which was an offshoot of Shimmy Disc, Three Car Garage, produced by Nash Cato, doing their song Slow. Engineered by Ron Paul. I'm kind of curious. I didn't realize Ron Paul was engineering pop singles like that back in the early 1990s. Hey, gotta make a buck. Hey, before that, a band I've never heard of. I know nothing about. I just find the vinyl, and I'm like, let's play it. They're called the Orange Hearts, and this is why I've had to play it. The name of their album, which came out, I don't know, sometime in the 80s, is called American Rock and Roll for the 80s. So I did a little quick Google search on Orange Hearts, and actually found the one dude who wrote a lot of the songs, played guitar. He's still playing. Down in Florida, I think. Yeah. So get that. Orange Hearts, I'm going to email him my playlist. You know? He'll be like, dude, someone's still playing my music. Or someone actually played my music, whichever happens. Just, I'm not going to send him a copy of this broadcast, that's all. Hey, Orange Hearts, heading for a breakdown. Before that, Man or Astro Man with you, Uranus. The Rosillos gave us Somebody's Going to Get Their Head Kicked In Tonight and started off the entire set with some baboon. Master Salvatoris, the name of the track I played for you. I've been told more than once, which means I've been told twice, that my show, Viva La Mock, is deep down at its core a pop show. Yeah. And I don't think I can argue with that. It's Some Girls here on the Viva La Mock radio show.
Yes. so don't waste any time. No, I don't think I'll retire. Ship captain suits me.
This is Danny Glover, and you're listening to 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh.
Let's talk about something we've discussed kind of anecdotally before, but not big picture. The TSA says that they have confiscated a record number of firearms from airline passengers at airports this year. And you might be shocked to know that only some of those confiscated firearms belonged to Republican Congressman Madison Cawthorn. So only a partial joke there. He actually did get caught trying to bring a firearm on board, trying to get it through security just a few months ago. Let's discuss the data. Passengers are bringing a record number of guns to the airport, TSA says. Airline passengers are bringing guns to the airport in numbers never seen before, and it is a, quote, huge problem. Security and law enforcement officials are at the same time dealing with an unprecedented surge in belligerent passengers straining the systems designed to keep air travel safe. We've had more incidences where, don't they mean incidents? We've had many more incidences where there are passenger disturbances both in checkpoints and onboard aircraft. That makes it more important that there are no guns involved, says TSA Administrator David Pekoski. TSA reports catching 4,650 firearms at checkpoints in the first 10 months of the year, a majority of which were loaded, folks, loaded firearms in airports. That surpasses the full year record of 4,432 from 2019. So we've still got the rest of October, as well as November and December, and we're already several hundred firearms beyond the record. With 11 weeks left in the year, including the busy Thanksgiving and Christmas seasons, the number will reflect an American population that is increasingly armed. I think more people are carrying weapons just generally across the country, and then whatever is happening across the country, we see reflected in our checkpoints. As a passenger, I don't want another passenger flying with me with a gun in their possession. Yeah. The agency is also finding guns at a faster rate than it has ever experienced. During the lows of air travel during the pandemic in 2020, transportation security officers confiscated a gun from about 10 passengers every 1 million. This year, they're finding 11 armed passengers in every 1 million. 80% of the firearms were found loaded. No checkpoint No airport is immune from having passengers try to carry guns through the checkpoint. It does occur more frequently in, again, the states where gun carriage is at a higher rate compared to other states. You know, there are people who react to these stories. And in fact, Republican Congressman Madison Cawthorn said exactly this when he was caught. The explanation was, the justification was, it was an honest mistake. I didn't realize that the gun was in my carry-on. That is negligent action. If you don't know, what are the main things about firearms? Keep them unloaded, keep them safely stored, and know where they are. If you believe your gun is unloaded at home or unloaded in your checked baggage, and it's actually loaded in your carry-on, that is negligence, and you shouldn't even have that firearm. The justification, the excuse that they use, is actually something for which they should have the ability to have that firearm removed. If you can't keep track of where your loaded firearms are, you don't have any business owning a gun. Aside from anybody's views about the Second Amendment or background checks or whatever, when you say, oops, I didn't think the gun was in my carry-on, then you didn't know where it was. And that's negligence, and it's irresponsible gun ownership, not knowing where your gun is. And it's a frequently used excuse, but it's not really an excuse. It should actually make us say, whoa, we've got to look into that more. The article goes on to say, firearm fines by TSA workers create an inconvenience for flyers during a time when more people are looking to travel again. Yeah, it's more than an inconvenience. It's actually a sort of an existential threat.